doctors have said that the progress that I've made, I'm overall doing pretty well. The doctors have stated that it's kind of outstanding that, you know, I haven't needed an NG tube, like a nutritional tubing through your nose into your stomach, and I haven't needed that at all. I also, like, do walks with my mom or dad just to try to keep up my physical attribute.
How are your spirits lately? How are you feeling emotionally?
Overall, really well. I mean, having both parents also really helped with my overall emotion. No depression or anything like that. No sad feelings or anything.
That's really good to hear. And physically, are you feeling pretty comfortable?
I've been using a walker since my balance isn't there completely, but I usually just need help with opening the door to the bathroom. Other than that, I'm doing pretty good.
What can folks in Petersburg do to show their support right now?
I mean, overall, they've done amazing. Just sending messages to mom and dad, sending messages of hope and that I'll get through this. And a small message like that can really make someone's day.
Okay, great. And do you think I could talk to either your mom or your dad a bit?
Yeah, sure.
Hi.
Hi there. Thank you for talking. So I just wanted to get from you a medical update about Joseph's treatment right now.
Since he's getting the cord blood transplant for his bone marrow, it will take, he said, 4 weeks. We'll be seeing some numbers here on his neutrophils. And then he has to stay until it goes to about 2,500 for 3 or 5 days. And then if he's clinically well enough to be discharged, he can take all his medication through mouth and not needing any IV medication, then he can be discharged. We'll have to be in within 30 minutes in, like, the hospital for, I think, 100 days. They have a lot of good success in this.
And overall, how's your family doing?
It's been tough, but we are making it to work. And Eddie is the main source of everything, medical, and our insurance is through his work. So he has to keep his work going. And it's also a challenge because he wants to visit here as much as he can.
So after Joseph's recovery from the transplant, what's the next step in his treatment?
So he will be under the care of the transplant team for the next 3 years. So we'll have constant checkups here. I think for the first year, we'll have monthly checkup, and then it goes to 3 months and 6 months, and then yearly.
Thank you so much for your time, and I really hope everything goes well.
Thank you. You too. You take care, Rachel.